how has the technology, how has the industry changed from a consumer's perspective, from a homeowner's perspective?
With Energy Star being one of them, I mean, with anything.
So what? How do you communicate and balance the difference between just saving money, but also being able to enjoy the home that you live in?
And that's a great question. And it's having people realize by coming into maybe my showroom, and we have an energy efficiency test.
What should I be thinking about by way of improvements, newer materials, things that aren't just the same thing that's been used for the last 50 years?
So replacement windows is still in the top two, I believe, for...
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it, you're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozort, and today we have with us Paul Ahler, who is with Ultimate Windows and Doors and Ultimate Roofing. Paul, thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Listen, this is exciting. First off, I want to say thank you for inviting me to South Haven Business Beat. This is something that encourages many people to want to be involved in the community and be a part of the South Haven Chamber. So when I got a phone call that you guys were doing this, I thought, yeah, I can come in and do that, but I didn't know I was going to be on TV or I would have put on some makeup and been a little more prepared. But anyways, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, we're so glad to have you. You know, when we talk to business owners, when we talk to business people, we want to know what makes their business tick. We want to know what's good in their organization, what they love, what's unique about them. So what got you into this business?
Whew, goodness. I have been in business for myself a little over 18 years. When I started out, of course, I was working with another company and had been in construction for many years. I'd just graduated college, and I thought, how can I improve things? You know, in how I was raised is improving whatever we can, quality of life, friendships, spirituality, you know, starting with obviously spirituality first.
Right.
So when I started this business, I thought, how can I be better than others? And how can I offer a service that is affordable for others to really be able to utilize and enjoy? And at the end of the day, get 5-star reviews,
right,
have an A+ Better Business Bureau, and be recognized in the community as a leader in the industry. So that's what encouraged me to want to offer folks something better than what I had experienced through my prior years.
Sure. If you look at and you think about, we'll start with windows and doors, how has the technology, how has the industry changed from a consumer's perspective, from a homeowner's perspective?
With Energy Star being one of them, I mean, with anything, technology, windows have advanced so much to where it's easy to say lifetime warranty. So the products and the manufacturers that I utilize carry products that carry a lifetime warranty window. Being that it's vinyl, you know, in my generation, younger generations, the vinyl would chalk a little bit, just like aluminum. Mm-hmm. So with being able to offer a lifetime warranty window, the vinyl does not chalk, it does not fade, it doesn't crack. And if it does, well, it's covered for life. So we do replace it for free.
When you think about energy, you think about conserving energy and just making homes efficient, have the technology inside the window, inside the panes of glass changed as well?
Yeah, so recently Cardinal Glass is the glass manufacturer that my manufacturer uses. They are one of the top brands in the country. And they recently changed over to another glass. It's a 360 glass. And now they got like a 480, 366, 270. There's tons of different glass packages. So this recent one that they came out with meets and exceeds the Energy Star ratings. So usually every 2 or 3 years, Energy Star changes their ratings to make the windows where they have to be more energy efficient.
Right.
So naturally, the producers, the manufacturers have to meet these requirements. So Cardinal Glass, year after year, constantly meets these requirements. And what that involves is just having more low-E tinting. So low-E tinting is a reflective, it's not like car tinting,
okay. But
it's a reflective tinting that deflects the sun's heat rays.
Okay.
So for example, if the sun was set on this side of the building right behind you, and we open those beautiful plantation shutters, you would probably feel the heat coming through as if you were like in a tanning bed.
Right.
The way that this low-E tinting works is it deflects that heat from coming in. As of recently, we did a huge picture window, two-story, and underneath it another double twin window, huge windows.
Right.
Where we took out the old windows and put in this low-E tinting, high-energy efficient window. And I spoke with her at church the other day, and she said, I opened my big plantation shutters, and before, I would feel the heat just consume my kitchen. And now we don't feel anything.
Yeah.
So technology, the way that windows are being manufactured to save on utilities is true. Folks ask me all the time, am I really going to save money on my utilities? The answer is absolutely yes.
When you think about savings, what's the balance when you communicate with people about savings, but also experience, you know, the comfort of being in your own home, the you know, you were talking about the lady with the big picture window, you know, she wants to have those open. And before with the old windows, I imagine she always wondered, oh, do I want to deal with the heat or do I want to see outside? So what, how do you communicate and balance the difference between just saving money, but also being able to enjoy the home that you live in?
And that's a great question. And it's having people realize by coming into maybe my showroom, and we have an energy efficiency test that we show people the different glass packages, and to be able to see that, yes, you will save money. Your visual transmittance is not going to change. You'll be able to still see even more clear out your windows because it's new glass.
Right.
So it's really bringing people into the office, my showroom that we have here in South Haven, and having them see the options themselves.
And where's that showroom located?
Okay, so we're at 8344 Airways Boulevard. So when I was young, it used to be the Green Grocer. Okay. And now this is when Airways was Park Gravel.
Right.
So a long time ago. And after me, it was several different places. Right before me, it was Rippey Rehab. And we were blessed in the sense that right after the 2008-2009 challenge that our country faced, that I was able to get this location for half of what its value was. So right. Thank you, Lord. Right? Hallelujah.
Hey, friends. Kristen here with a quick thank you to our sponsor, DeSoto Athletic Club. The DAC has been part of DeSoto County since 1999, and they've reimagined fitness. No one-size-fits-all memberships. At DAC, you're in control. From group fitness to recovery services, you pick what fits your lifestyle. All of it starting at just $24.99. Because fitness isn't just about a building, it's about building a better you. Learn more at DACSouthHaven.com. That's DACSouthHaven.com.
As you look at your business, what are some of the things that make you all unique? I know you talked about trying to improve on what was provided. That system, that process of improvement, how is that a fundamental part of your business? And then also, what are some of the things that people experience when they do business with you versus when they do business elsewhere, especially maybe a national brand or somebody who's not local?
I get so excited every time we get a new review. And it says, after a lot of research, we chose to go with Ultimate. And we're so pleased that we did, because the customer service, from answering the phones to running the appointment, to the time that we get the estimate back, to after the install. And of course, I really love it when they say the installers were fabulous, because, you know, installers are sweating, they're dirty, they're nasty. But that's one of the things that I take a lot of pride in, is I'm going to be in intimate areas of your home, in your bathroom if you have windows, in your bedroom. And you must trust someone. That's very important. And then also, let's make sure that we keep the area clean and hopefully leave it better than when we found it.
Right.
And one of the things that I wanted to point out to answer part of your question that you had asked is I don't do much advertising. So how do I separate myself from some of the other larger companies out there? Well, I would have to say price. So you're getting a lifetime warranty window using the same extrusion, same glass as some of these larger companies offer, but because I don't have a $40,000 or $50,000 a month marketing budget,
right,
I'm able to sell you these windows for half the cost. So each time someone calls, well, I've got an estimate from company A, B, and C, and I'm like, yes, hallelujah, we got another one.
Just right.
Get your checkbook ready, because we do come in, and a lot of times, for example, one in Hernando just recently, $45,000, and if you sign up today, I'll discount it down $5,000, but that's today only. And then we come in and we're at $22,000 for a lifetime warranty, Energy Star rated window.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Big difference. You know, what I can already tell you're a pretty high energy person. What gets you energized during the day?
Really making customers happy. When we get those reviews, knowing that 18 years ago, I started this company with $2,000. Just graduated college, trying to figure out, what am I going to do with myself? And I did it all. I set up the companies, Secretary of State, the Department of Revenue. I did all that myself. I didn't hire an attorney because I couldn't afford an attorney,
right,
or someone to help me do that. So I did that, started advertising, answered the phones, paid the bills, ordered the materials. I was the production manager scheduling the installers to do the work, or I was the installer doing the work. And so for a little over a 2-year time frame, I did each and every aspect myself. So it helps me appreciate all the components of what it takes to run these businesses. So that experience and starting this company with $2,000 gives me that drive to know that when someone calls me today and they say, Paul, thank you, we've enjoyed your service, you saved us money, we love our windows, our utility bills have gone down, that's what excites me.
Yeah.
I'm making a positive change in someone's life.
Sure.
So I got to say this. I used to be a personal trainer at the DeSoto Athletic Club when it first opened. And that probably was one of my more enjoyable jobs. Because when someone would come in after I worked with them for months, and I can tell you that she's a very well-known person in the community today, she'd come running in and, where's Paul Aller? And I'm like, oh boy, what have I done? You know, we want to hide. Like, what have I done? Oh boy, I'm in trouble. She comes running up and hugs my neck and says, I just left the doctor's office. I'm off my cholesterol. I'm off my blood pressure. I've lost all these inches. Thank you. And I feel like I participated in it. She put in the hard work.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But I participated in directing her in a direction that changed her life.
Sure.
For the better.
Sure.
So while I may not be changing people's lives in a health aspect.
Right.
Well, if I can save them money on their windows, then they're not so stressed out. So I guess it could be.
Right.
I'm helping in their mental health as well. But to help people, that is our goal. And we've done multiple projects. Just recently, we had a church at a Whitehaven. Mm-hmm. That is trying to open a facility to house folks that need help, and said, we need some windows. So we donated windows to the church. There was a lady here in South Haven a little over a year ago that was struggling with finances, and her roof was dilapidated. It was falling in on her. And after vetting and realizing that she didn't have family members, she didn't have land, she could not afford to do it. So we were able to help in her as well get a roof on her house.
So that brings us to the other part of the business, which is Ultimate Roofing. Tell me a little bit about Ultimate Roofing.
Yes, yes. So when I first started out, it was Ultimate Patio Solutions. And this was a little over 18 years ago. And we were doing, I was younger.
Right.
Jack of all, I can handle all things.
Right, right.
We did patio covers, screen rooms, sunrooms, fireplaces, decks, fences. I mean, you name it, we were doing it. And then I thought, we need to name it Ultimate Home and Patio Solutions because we're more residential.
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, are you building homes?
Right.
You know, are you selling patio furniture? No. So then we named them Ultimate Windows and Doors. Now, if you folks don't know what we do now, and Ultimate Roofing, something's not right.
Right.
But, so yes, we renamed those businesses, excuse me.
That's all right.
And So you asked me about roofing. So I've been doing it the entire time. It is definitely a more challenging business. There's just a lot of competition out there. Yeah. And I'll give you an example of one. So folks, be aware, right? So I was doing an estimate for a lady and a good friend of mine as well. So, I mean, my net profit, I think, was about 3 or 4% on a $15,000 job, and which isn't much money.
Right.
But, you know, thank the Lord, I don't have much overhead.
Right.
So I'm capable of passing these savings on to my customers.
Right.
So we were working on her project, and she received a couple of other estimates that was close to $2,000 less than mine. So I got to digging into them. I said, will you please send those over? So after looking over them, they weren't registered with the Residential Board of Contractors.
Right.
Which anything in Mississippi, if the project's over $10,000, this is a must.
Right.
This is a legal requirement. So neither one of them were set up with them. And then they also weren't charging sales taxes. And then after some other investigation, there were a lot of other things that just were not good. So that's what we're really facing in the roofing industry. And it's unfortunate. And I spoke with a few DeSoto County supervisors like, we've got to crack down, people. Like, there must be a change because it is hurting local businesses like mine.
Yeah.
And I'm real good friends with a lot of other roofers who have been in this area for a long time as well. And we're all like, we're feeling it.
This is the thing that you chase and you face every single day.
And we took the test. I mean, if you stack the books up, and this things would probably change from when I took the test. I mean, they were a foot and a half, 2 foot tall that we have to study and prepare for. And a lot of people don't pass this test.
Right.
But this is something that Ultimate Home and Patio Solutions and Ultimate Roofing possesses. So when folks come in and do these projects illegally, it's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
And that's probably not the word that I want to use, but it's frustrating. There yeah. you go. It's definitely frustrating.
So one of the things that someone should understand, especially a consumer here in the region, is that when a reputable business does your roof, they also stand behind their work. And when a business that won't even do the things to become reputable and become licensed to do the work does it, the likelihood of them standing behind the work is pretty small.
That's right. And I had to stress that to my customers as well, just to let them know that, again, we've been in business 18 years. I have a place of business, an office that you can come into if you need to.
Right.
So it's important to have these things. But yes, sir, you are correct.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.net to schedule your consultation today.
So when you think about the home and just the industry that you're in, how do you see some of the changes that have been happening in just construction, in materials? How do you see that changing what people should be considering for their own homes? Maybe they've got an existing home. Maybe it's you know, was built in the 80s or the 70s, and they're looking. What should I be thinking about by way of improvements, newer materials, things that aren't just the same thing that's been used for the last 50 years?
So replacement windows is still in the top two, I believe, for you can recover your investment. It's within, I think, the top one or two to where you can get your money back on your investment.
Right.
I want to say like either kitchen or bathroom modeling is the next one. I haven't looked in probably six sure. months, so don't sure. hold me to this, right? but to knowing that, folks, it is a little more expensive to replace your windows. if you can save money on your utilities, if you can prolong the life of your heating and air conditioning units, improve the appeal of your home to where you do recoup on your investment, it's still just a great investment for folks to do. Roofing, on the other hand, you know, folks want their roofs to last as long as they possibly can because the cost of materials, like anything else, have gone up.
Right.
So folks just aren't replacing the roofs like they used to. They're still really hoping that a storm will come through and,
and wreck their roof, take care of it.
And then call Paul Oller to put it back together, right?
So when you look at windows specifically, one of the factors that I think maybe we should highlight is safety. If you move into an older home, especially, you know, with a two-story house, and you find that, hey, that child's bedroom window has been painted over so many times, it's not opening. Talk to me about how safety comes and plays a part in what you all do when you put in new windows.
Oh, it's important. You know, just the way that we remove them and install them, cleaning everything up. You know, sometimes the glass does break when we're removing the window itself. So making sure everything is cleaned up, vacuumed, but also following the code, following building code is important. So if there's a window that's over a bathtub or another part of the bathroom, the glass must be tempered. So making sure that we're following the code in those aspects. But when we come in and we notice when we're on the front end, when we're doing an estimate, and like you had mentioned, and there's windows that are painted closed for safety precautionary measures, I mean, we do point those things out. In a way to help the customer that may not realize the importance of it understand that this is very important for the safety of your family.
Absolutely. Talk to me about another aspect of safety when it comes to windows, and that is the ability to, you know, lock them and know that they're securely locked from anyone who's outside.
Yes. So Weatherbar is one of the manufacturers that I represent. And they have what's called a tri-beam, which is an additional reinforcement that runs between the two sashes. So it gives that window the extra strength in case someone were to try to pry into it. And then the cam locks themselves. The cam locks are a very durable material that would take a lot of force to break and get in. But clearly, I think we all know someone wants in, they're going to break the glass, reach in, unlock it,
sure,
or do whatever to get into it. But we had a customer this morning, right before I came here, that thank you, customer, for moving forward. She is moving forward, and we were going over the details of her window. And on the window, she was asking, what are these little latches right here? So they're called night latches.
Okay.
And it stops the window from being able to open all the way up.
Okay.
So it's designed for, let's say we have a power outage and we need some kind of ventilation coming through the house. Pop these little night latches up. Now, they're not for safety. I have to specify that. They are not designed for safety. But if someone's trying to open the window, and I was shown earlier, when you raise up and down on it, it's going to make a loud noise and people are going to hear it.
Right.
So for small children to be able to climb out or others to be able to climb in, these windows have a lot of different safety features and aspects on them. That are way better than the windows that I grew up having in my house, for
Absolutely. So I guess one last area that I also think about is when you have an older person in the home, ease of use. You know, you get old windows and a good strong man might have a hard time getting them up and down. Talk about ease of use with new modern windows.
So the balance, it's called the balance that is inside the sashes. And that is a tension, and there's a couple of different type of tension rods. You've got a marine gray cord, and then you have the stainless steel. Those are the two main ones that are manufactured. And they're designed with the proper amount of tension based on the weight of that sash to where gravity itself makes it easy to operate.
Right.
So once it's unlocked, I mean, just a couple of fingers, this thing slides super easily. And of course, since I've been doing windows for 18 years, there's only been one or two times where the windows were a little more challenging to operate. So I went out, and what happened was is when the windows are tilt in, sometimes they pop out of their little feet. They have feet and shoes that they fit in. And once they pop out of that, and it could be from tilting it in like an improper way, but on the front end, oh, and this is good to talk about, before we leave the house, we train the customers on how to lift them up at least 6 inches before you tilt them in.
Right.
So many folks want to clean their windows. So my windows, if it's a double hung window, both sashes can tilt in for easy cleaning. What was your question? I forgot already. I got
just,
all off
just
like,
ease of use, I mean, especially for an older person.
So the tension of these things, so it, they're easy. Couple finger lift on it, and they open very easily. So
when you look at your business holistically, being right here in South Haven, part of DeSoto County, how do you think about the local community and being involved in the local community in your business?
We try to be out and involved in as much as we can do. And again, when folks need something from us and it's a true need, we try to rise to the occasion. You know, growing up, I was extremely, my family struggled financially. There's a lot of compassion in me with that.
Right.
And when I see other folks that are struggling, I mean, my heart really goes out to, how can I help? I want to be a blessing to them. So in the aspect of how else can we be involved in the community? What else can we do to encourage, mm-hmm. to educate, mm-hmm. to financially assist where we can is so important to ultimate.
What part has the South Haven Chamber done for your business? How has it played a part in your business?
Oh, man. You know, the South Haven Chamber has been amazing. And sometimes, and I tell Miss Debbie on a regular basis, I'm coming. I'm going to be a part. I'm going to show up. And I get so busy because sometimes what happens is all you can see is this. And
right.
it just keeps piling right. up as a business owner. So I haven't been as involved as I would love to be. But the South Haven Chamber has never given up on me. They're constantly promoting my company. They're encouraging me to come and do these type of events, be more involved in other areas. Get on different boards within the chamber. Not yet has the South Haven Chamber like given up on me. And that means a lot to me.
Right.
It means a whole lot. So building communities, improving communities is exactly what you guys do. And I'm so grateful that we have such an amazing South Haven Chamber of Commerce.
When you look at entrepreneurs and people who may be where you were 18 years ago, they got $2,000 in their pocket and they say, I want to start a business. What words of advice would you give to them?
Patience is important. And as long as I've been in business and the challenging times that I have faced, I think I can give a couple different versions of this. There will be times to where when you think it's going to be hard, it will be harder. There's going to be times that you put in the patience and you persevere through those challenging times that it will pay a great benefit and in a bigger blessing that I think most could even fathom possible.
Right.
And at times in my life and throughout the 18 years of being in business, there were times where, thank you, Lord. Wow. I didn't even imagine that this could even exist.
Right.
So it's such a blessing. So I would encourage in folks to be prepared for tough times, mm-hmm. persevere, have patience, and keep pushing ahead. Surround yourself around mentors and good people who can assist you. And I've got to give a little plug in for Brother Richard Motes. He is my friend, mentor. I met him when I was in my 20s. We used to travel around selling security systems. And he is an evangelist, and he is always encouraging me. He has. There up until about a year ago, he would come to my office once a week, spend an hour and a half talking about sales and business and where you at and what are you doing. So definitely surround yourself around people that can encourage you and help build you up.
I think mentors are one of the things that are fundamental to the success of any business owner, any entrepreneur. They're the people who have been down the road before you got there, and they know where to go. The struggle with many of us is learning to listen, learning to actually implement the advice that's being given, and learning how to adapt it to our own scenario. You know, because not every situation is the same as what they may have experienced, but their wisdom translates.
It's important. Yeah. And just the knowledge that he's given me over the years, he used to handwrite on little notes, and I've kept them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I look through them every now and then, like, why can I not remember this one right here? I keep forgetting it. But, you know, to be able to lean into the South Haven Chambers for assistance as well.
That's right.
I think it's important for folks that are starting out or have been in business for any time frame. Lean into the community for that help. It's important.
When you're working with customers or when you're working with partners, let's answer this in two separate ones. When you're working with customers, what are your keys to successful relationships with customers?
Gosh, just overdoing, being better than their expectations. And that's important, you know. And I'm a very analytical person, and it drives some people nuts. Ooh, it just spins and goes and computes, and let's come up with my hypothesis, and we're going to come to the conclusion, right? Okay. And being able to come into a customer's home and exceed their expectations is so important because I don't do much advertising. Mine is word of mouth. So, yes, we love a referral. We love a referral. But I even love for them to remember me.
Sure.
Wow. Paul and his team did such an amazing job. That makes such a big difference. And that, one of your questions earlier, that's what gives me the energy to want to really keep pushing forward because I want people to have that experience. We need it. In today's hustle and bustle and the way that the economy is and the expenses and, I think most of us kind of swallow a little challenging at times.
Yeah.
And to be able to have a refreshing company come in and give them that type of experience to ease their pain a little bit. You know, in the pocketbook.
Yeah.
And their worries about even like a sales presentation. So I got to discuss this just for a moment.
Yeah.
We hear all the time when I come in and give a presentation, that's it? You're done? And I'm like, did I give you all the information you need? Well, yeah. Are you not going to try to make me sign up today? You know, the last guy was here. It was 2.5, almost 3 hours. And my wife finally said, please leave our house. Right.
So right.
I'm like, we're hassle-free.
Yeah.
I do not want to hassle. I do not want to add that extra anxiety and stress onto anyone.
So now then, partners, you know, whether that be installers, whether that be other, you know, suppliers, how do you see the relationship that you've had and you've built with partners and how do you work on and continue to build those relationships?
And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
So my window installer has been with me. I've been in business a little over 18 years, a little over 20 years. We were together at another place before I started my company. So my installer's been with me a little over 20 years. What does that say?
It says that there's trust. It says that there's competence. It says that there's shared value, that they derive value from the relationship with you. You derive value from the relationship with them. And so as you all continue to build value in one another, you continue to flourish.
I mean, 20 years.
Yeah.
Being able to have an installer work for you for over 20 years is everything you just said. It's important. Mm-hmm. And when I share that with my customers as well, they're like, wow, that's really great.
And it means you know what you can expect.
That's right.
You know, when you've constantly got a company who's just hiring whoever's the cheapest to come out and do the work, you can expect that they don't know what to expect from that installer.
That's right. And then my window manufacturer that we order our windows from, I mean, it's a blessing to be able to order direct. You know, back before I was able to order direct from them, we were ordering from a middle company.
Right.
And so the cost of the materials was more, but this particular manufacturer came in my office, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago now, and said, I'm interested in some windows. And I'm like, yes, I can sell you some windows. He goes, no, I want to sell you some windows. And I was like, I'm happy. I'm good. I'm busy. Business is great. He says, you were recommended to me, and I really want to share my story with you. Do you have 5 minutes? I said, you got two. Just kidding me with them.
Right.
And he went through the process. The manufacturing company has been manufacturing windows for 90 years. They're in Fort Smith, Arkansas, so they're really close to us. They have a lifetime warranty. They're partnered with Energy Star. They've got the strength and integrity. Chelsea Extrusions, like I mentioned earlier, and Cardinal Glass, and I'm like, what's the catch here, right?
Right.
So he said, because you have been selling so many windows, you are a large enough company that we would love to sell direct to you. I could have passed out. I mean, that was probably one of the biggest achievements because you just don't get that.
No.
And the same thing with a lot of my extra supplies, the silicone, the trim coils. We finally got to the point to where we buy bulk. We buy pallets at a time. So instead of paying $10 for a tube of caulk, we may pay four just because we're buying bulk. So we pass those savings again on to our customers.
And that makes a difference for everyone down the line.
It does.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for talking with us about your business. We're excited and thrilled to have businesses like yours here in DeSoto County, here in South Haven, Mississippi. We're glad that Airways is paved, and we're glad that we've got the opportunity to walk into a showroom to see and understand the technology before you buy it. And understand the value of what somebody's putting in, because it is a large expense to do windows in a home, but it makes a big difference when you know you can trust the person that you're getting it from, you can trust the product that you're getting, and people stand behind it. So thank you so much for being an integral part of people's everyday lives here in South Haven, Mississippi.
Yes, and thank you to South Haven Business Beat. So this is my first time to do this. I'm not a podcast person. I was nervous. I caught myself kind of chattering a little bit more, but you've made this very pleasant, and working with you guys has been great. So for any others out there that may be interested, look up South Haven Business Beat here in South Haven, Mississippi.
And thank you for watching another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're grateful for the partnerships that we have. We're grateful for the Chamber and the work that the Chamber does to grow South Haven, to grow the whole region, and to make business that much more impactful, educational, and entertaining here every single week. Thank you. I'm Aaron Kozort, and have a great day.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.